Labor Day 1932, a young Ray Bradbury came through the flap of the circus tent. Straight to the front row he went, anxious to see the show. Mr. Electrico, zap, electrify the chair. Zap, electrify the sword. Zap, electrify the boy, and something struck a chord. Was it magic? Was it grace? Up to you to make that choice. All I know is it gave Ray Bradbury a voice. Think therefore you are right, and then you'll sing. Just feel the strong vibrations that the universe can bring. Call it karma, call it love, call it anything that's true, but just call it and the calling comes to you. Good right now, just get it on the page. There's room to fix and edit once we're at a later stage. So many brilliant writers had to get to where they are. They had to start from somewhere before they raised the bar. Ray Bradbury would say, just take a leap and don't look down. You're bound to build your wings up before you hit the ground. What a sin it'd be if she'd kept her mockingbird under lock and key. Silverstein or Langston Hughes, such poetic points of views, had to start from somewhere small to light the fuse. Think of Orwell or Jane Austen, think Louisa May in Boston, Dickinson or Dickens, what a jolly pair they'd be. Think of Alexander Pope, think of Maya Angelou, then stop thinking and just see what you can do. Old Electrico comes through from Ray Bradbury to you. Live forever when a story